things are heating up, all the markets across the world and, of course, the nation, as people really go back to work today. And John Taylor, he's been already working in the new year, and we'll start things off today with his visit. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. And, of course, this frigid weather, not just here but across the country, is going to affect a lot of things. It's going to affect retail sales for the month of January. It's going to affect auto sales and, of course, thousands and thousands of cancellations among the airlines. So it's really going to show up probably in the February numbers. But let's talk about what's going on so far. Last week, we still had very light trading volume as we had a shortened week and a lot of traders weren't really back from the holidays. So this morning, we got Dow futures up about 26 points. The Dow did edge up a little bit on Friday. Of course, it had a down day last week, the first day it was open in the beginning of the new year. But let's talk about what's happening this week. One of the things that's happening, and I want to start with a quote from Will Rogers, and he said, among other things, "This country has come to feel the same when Congress is in session as when the baby gets hold of a hammer." Well, I know this will make you feel better, but Congress is back in session beginning today. The things that are on their plate, some huge ones, the extension of long-term unemployment benefits, 1.3 million people who are on long-term unemployment. Their benefits expired December the 31st. There's going to be a big fight over that, about temporarily extending that. And, of course, as early as today, perhaps, there will be a confirmation vote for Janet Yellen to become the new Fed chair, replacing Ben Bernanke. Also, Congress has been putting off work on a five-year farm bill, which has enormous implications for the economy. They'll take that up. And, of course, more argument about the Affordable Care Act. Oh, yeah, don't forget this. The debt ceiling crisis is coming up again in the first week of February. All they did in the fourth quarter of last year was put that off for a while, the proverbial kicking the can down the road. Later this week, fourth quarter earnings season starts. It always starts with Alcoa reporting after the market closes. That'll happen on Thursday. And then from then on, we'll get an avalanche of fourth quarter earnings for the next several weeks. And the number that everybody's really anticipating from the government, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, comes out Friday. And it's the employment data. We'll find out what the new unemployment rate is, how many jobs were created last month, and et cetera. But let's talk about some good economic news. On Friday, the big three automakers reported that they, even though December auto sales and truck sales were disappointing, and below expectations, that the year ended up the best year in 6 years. This is also confirmed this morning by AutoNation. AutoNation is a publicly traded company that's the country's largest auto retailer. They own every brand imaginable. They say that new vehicle sales in 2013 were up 11%, the highest number since 2007. They said that new vehicle sales in the fourth quarter alone were up about 9%. And so we clearly see that things are happening there with the auto industry. We hope that will continue also. And then this is kind of an interesting story about two companies that can't learn to play nice with each other, and that's Men's Warehouse and Joseph Bank. You see their ads on TV all the time. And you may remember a few months ago that Men's Warehouse made a hostile bid to take over Joseph A. Bank, one of their primary competitors, and Joseph A. Bank said no thanks. A couple weeks later, they said, well, we'll just buy you. And that was rejected by Men's Warehouse. Well, it's not over yet. This morning, Men's Warehouse offered us a sweetened bid of $57.50 a share versus $55 a previous offer to buy Joseph A. Bank. A cash tender offer, they're going to start that today. And then, of course, just on Friday, I guess Joseph A. Bank must have known this was coming because they strengthened their poison pill. This is a shareholder rights provision that goes into play if anybody acquires more than 10% of the stock, and it was 20%, so they lowered that to 10%. So, once again, these two large retailers fighting it out. We'll see whether they end up being one conglomerate before the end of the first quarter.
It'll be interesting to see. They both have done pretty well, John.
Well, they have, and their ads are just, if you watch any of the financial networks, their ads are just constant on both of those stations.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, thanks for your report, and we'll check in tomorrow.
Thanks, Bill.